when he's, is that when he's already moving or yeah. he's standing
yeah.
still?
Just say get up, get up, and cluck to it.
Oh.
If you cluck to him, he knows what you mean.
If he's standing still or he's already moving, if he's already moving, you say get up?
Yeah. If he's standing, you say get up.
And what if he's moving real slow and you want to get him to move faster?
Well, you just got to lift up that plow and holler back up. And you see, he came back over that plow. You've got to hold up whatever you got behind him. Up until the wagon will roll back.
If you want him to go faster, if you say you're just riding him now, and you want him to go faster?
Oh, yeah, you can whip him and he'll go as fast as just like that I said a while ago. You can make him run away.
Do you say things to him then?
Yeah. Very often, you know, if you had a bucket, maybe you say get up to your horse, or he wouldn't pay much attention. But you can draw up those lines and kind of tap him with a bucket whip. He knows what you want.
What do you guide him with? If you're riding a horse on horseback, what do you guide him with?
Well, you've got him mostly with the rein. Bit of your bridle, rein of your bridle.
I see.
You can, most of the horses now are trained with the bridle rein.
I see.
Like a show horse, or a horse that's on exhibit.
Yeah.
A saddle horse. Yeah. You can... The rein, you can make that horse go anywhere you want to.
What's the thing you put your feet into when you're riding those horses?
Dirt. Yeah, I ain't stirrup. You get in the saddle, and there's a stirrup on either side. And you used to have to ride on a side saddle. And the stirrup was on one side, and she just had one foot in that stirrup.
I see.
Now they all ride stride. You don't see nobody riding sideways on the horse.
No. If you want to get the horse ready to go somewhere, now you say you got to...
Yeah, the horse, you've got to get it ready, of course.
And how do you do that?
Well, you kick through it. You bridle him. First put the bridle on. Then you... If you want the horse to look good, you groom him down with a brush and a comb.
Your horse.
Then you saddle that horse. You put the saddle on. And if you want to get on him there, you get on him, get a saddle. And if you want to lead him off to the house or somewhere, get on him, you can lead him anywhere you want to. And get when you put the stirrup lift in the saddle.
You'd harness. Harness?
If you're in a buggy, if you're going to be in a buggy or something, of course you've got to put that harness on him.
Oh, that's only when you're in a buggy.
Yeah.
I see.
Of course the saddle's on the motor when you're going to ride.
Yeah. About the calls, how do you call hogs if you want to get them to feed them? If you're going to feed your hogs, how do you call them?
Oh, well, you holler. You can holler to them and they'll understand it. You can holler, pee, 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 and he'll come. He knows what you mean.
What about sheep when you're getting them in from the pasture?
Well, you have to holler to a sheep. The sheep has got plenty of sand. Still, he depends on something else more. Now, a good sheep, though, can do more with sheep than you could.
Yeah.
But
how would you call a sheep?
Well, just sheep.